Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with three guests from the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility, otherwise known as NBAF for short. We have Dr. Alfonso Clavillo, NBAF Director, Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator for APHIS, and Katie Pulaski, the NBAF Communications Director. Kind of doing a reflection here as everyone's kind of coming up on some work anniversaries here, and we'll send it back to Dr. Clavillo here with this next question. And you know, I understand almost half of the team at NBAF is either hired or on board. You got about 200 employees on board at this point. What are some things you're doing to ensure that you're developing a strong culture, and how will you continue that as your team doubles in the coming years?
Yeah, Brenda, thank you very much. And again, our staff is our big asset at NBAF. And just let me just point out a couple of facts that we have related to our staff. About 80% of the staff that we have at NBAF were hired within Kansas. And from those, about 40% actually were born in Kansas. From our staff, a little bit over 50% are veterans. So there is a lot of a good amount of knowledge that has been brought to NBAF. And we're trying to put all these staff together to develop the right culture that will allow us to do and meet our mission at NBAF. As Dr. Borden was mentioning before, we are putting a lot of effort in training for many reasons. I mean, not just in the training for them to meet their operational mission, but also in training in how we communicate each other within the facility, training in equal opportunity and diversity, training in anti-harassment, conflict resolution, ethics, in general, how we can improve the staff communication within the facility that will allow us to for sure do a much better work. There is a lot of also we motivate the staff to develop and participate in many committees. Dr. Bourne mentioned already the NBAF Inclusive Council for Engagement, or NICE. We have an EEO, Civil Rights, Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Special Emphasis Programs Committee, Social and Employee Association. Again, a number of committees that help us to engage the staff. And believe it or not, we are still continuing with those activities, even virtually. Our staff has been very active in trying to maintain that communication. Of course, the virtual environment is not the same as the physical environment, but we are overcoming many of those challenges related to communication. Also, we are very actively working in promoting the culture of safety and quality. Clearly for us, for the nature of the work we have to do, both in the research and diagnostics, we have to be the best in safety, and it will be probably utmost important for us as we move forward. No mention of quality. I mean, many of the things that we have to do in research and diagnostics are based clearly in a foundation of an excellent quality, and we try to start very early on that process that can expand all across the staff at NBAF and beyond. And then we are trying to maintain that. We are actively working with many partners within the Kansas State University, the Kansas City Animal Health Corridor, and many others that we want to promote that culture of partnership in many of the work that we will have to do. Thank you, Brandon.
Katie, when Dr. Ziegler was here, she talked about the workforce at NBAF being diverse. Can you tell us a little bit more about your hiring efforts?
Sure, absolutely. And I'll kind of mention again, Dr. Clavillo had mentioned that, you know, we're about halfway, at least as far as hired team members, to the 400 we expect to have on board by the end of 2023. And we did recently do an updated survey of our workforce so far, and he had mentioned we're really strong on the veteran side. So about 52% of our team members are veterans, and so I think that definitely helps contribute to diversity, both in experience and sometimes backgrounds as well. And of those, 32% of those veterans retired with more than 20 years of service. So definitely bringing a lot of experience from their years in the military. And I think he'd also mentioned that only about 37% of our workforce are Kansas native. So we now have 32 different home states represented within our staff. So definitely bringing some folks here and getting them to know Kansas better. And then even bringing it more locally, just under half our team, about 46%, are even living in Manhattan. So we've got team members living in 23 cities across Kansas. So we're really, MBAF is really, having an impact even outside in Manhattan as far as jobs. And so really excited about that. And we're going to continue to be looking at that data as we bring more team members on board. But yet we've been spending a lot of time celebrating each other's cultures and backgrounds and experience and getting to know each other that way. So we are continuing to interview, hire, and onboard team members, even during this time of maximum telework. So talking about hiring efforts. So as a reminder for anyone out there who may be interested, all of our positions are posted on usajobs.gov, and those positions will be in Manhattan, Kansas, and either for the Agricultural Research Service or the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service. So we certainly recommend anyone interested in working for MBAS to set up their profile in USAJobs as soon as possible, and you can even set up job alerts, and so it'll send you an email when new jobs are posted for MBAS. Over the next few months, we have several positions in the queue. Some examples will include security specialists, safety technicians, a lot of maintenance positions, including supervisors. So lots of positions still to be announced in the coming months. At the moment, taking a look out there, we have a few positions that have been announced recently. We have one out there for an electronics technician, veterinary medical officer, industrial hygienist, and we just posted 4 secretary vacancies as well. So lots of opportunities out there right now to apply and possibly get on board on the MBAS team. We did also just attend the Kansas Works Career Fair and plan to participate in K-State's upcoming career fair as well to just continue to get the word out about openings so that we can be sure to get the most experienced and folks that we feel will really make an impact on our mission.
All right. So a lot of opportunities for folks to learn about it in BAF. So you said usajobs.gov is the website?
That's correct.
Okay. Good to know. Dr. Burton, I read that, and I know this, I spoke to him recently, interviewed him, Greg Ibaugh, the USDA Undersecretary, was in Manhattan, I think a couple weeks ago, and toured the NBAF facility. Is the interest in tours and visits increasing as construction winds down?
Well, as you can guess, Brandon, interest in touring NBAF has never dropped off, too bad, but with the COVID-19 pandemic and restrictions on travel and those types of things, there's definitely been less tours of the facility. In addition to the fact that the construction has been at a critical phase to where some of these areas within the facility haven't been available for tours due to different types of tests and commissioning that's going on for the building system. So we're starting to see an increase in interest, particularly from those in our government leadership that want to be able to have a chance to come out and get a better understanding of where we're at with NBAF, to see the facility themselves firsthand. We're starting to get to see more visitations and start to schedule some things. We were really glad to have Undersecretary Ibaugh be able to come out and tour the facility along with the administrator of the Farm Service Agency, Mr. Richard Fordyce. And they both were able to go through the facility, and I think pretty impressed with what MBAF is now at this stage of completion. With Katie's communication team in place now, like she mentioned, we're also moving forward and creating new ways to potentially share virtual tours of the laboratory facility. So, a lot of people won't have the opportunity to physically go through the laboratory, but we're trying to be very creative and find ways that they can still get the feel for being in the laboratory and understand what goes on within the research. So still moving forward on all of that.
Katie, are you seeing any increased interest from the media or other organizations?
Yes, Brandon, I'd say as we get closer to having a complete facility, we are starting to get more interest and questions. We have provided quite a few updates to community groups, and we're even starting to do that more so outside our direct area, and even seeing some, you know, some more statewide, national, and international interest as well. Just this past month, Dr. Burton and I gave a short presentation at the Flint Hills Regional Council's board meeting, and we've had a few requests to present in sort of sister cities as a result of that. One thing that I think neat to mention, too, we also just had the pleasure of participating in giving a presentation on MBAF for the Kansas City Animal Health Corridors Animal Health Summit, which was all virtual this year. So it ran Monday through today. And so I was able to talk with several people as far as New Zealand who are interested in hiring updates and information about how we might be partnering with organizations in the future. So we are happy to get those questions. And if we don't have an answer right away, we'll sure work to get it. So just as a reminder for anyone interested in learning more about NBAF or having us present at a meeting, either virtually or in person, you can email NBAF@USDA.gov or even message us on Twitter or LinkedIn.
All right. Well, it's definitely NBAF is putting Manhattan, Kansas on the map for sure. And I know there's a lot of excitement going on over there on the campus. Guys, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll talk to you again, I guess, next month.
Sounds great, Brandon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.